I seen the banjo up here. Was going to have something with the banjo? No? I can tell you one thing. I don't know how to play the banjo much, except for that one key. What's that one open key? G? Yeah, I can play G on it. Yeah, I got that much out of it right there. Take your Bible, if you will. Let's get this button here turned on. We'll be looking in the book of Acts tonight, chapter number 24. If you find the place, you're able to stand. We'll look there this evening. In the book of Acts, and chapter number 24, find the place, we're able to stand. We'll look there, about verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, that's a name, isn't it? Which was a Jewish. She sent for Paul, or he sent for Paul, and he heard him according concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." And he hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, and that he might lose him, and whereof that he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show pity, showed the Jews pleasure, left Paul bound. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and how we do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. We thank you for this good singing that we've already heard tonight. What a blessing that's been, watching these young men, these young ladies, Lord, sing for the Lord. And we thank you now that thou art God, beside thee there's none else. Bless the remainder of this service, save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it, amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while on never put off till tomorrow what you ought to do today. In this Bible lesson, you're going to find out it doesn't make any difference if you've got an office or not. Maybe if you're a higher place in society, like a governor and a ruler and a leader, an adult or whatever, mom and daddy. Never put off till tomorrow thinking that you're going to go ahead and have a more convenient time. God's always working in the eternity of right now. Now's the accepted time. Today's the day. Remember that? As a result of that, when God comes to knocking at your heart's door, that's why you ought to bow your head, bow your heart, and open up your mouth and confess Jesus right then, right there, as your Lord and Savior. He may not knock for another day or two. He may one of these days get to where he doesn't knock at all. And man, won't you be in a mess of them. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, here's a guy by the name of Felix. He's not Felix the Cat. There was a program, Felix the Cat, when I was growing up. And the song said, like, Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You'll laugh so hard your side will ache, your heart will go pitter-pat, watching Felix the wonderful cat. That's not the tune. I know the tune, but I just felt like you could go with the words a little bit tonight. In that lesson right there, if anybody went to shaking money, I could go ahead and sing it with the tune. No, I'm just messing with you about that and all that business there. I thought Miss Julie had her hand up, but she wasn't. She's adjusting her hair, and that's good. That's good. And that's good. Felix was the governor, but he had a wife by the name of Drusilla. And let me say, I don't know that this to be a fact, but a Jewish historian by the name of Josephus, back in that era and that time and all that business there and contemporaries with those kind of people, he said that Drusilla was a pretty good looking gal, but she is that Felix was her third husband. And so as a result of that, he wanted to be very careful about how he responded to the Apostle Paul. Though she was a Jewish person, she could have probably left Felix. Now, whether that's true or not, I do not know. What I do know is, isn't that amazing that they would put something like that down in history? And a man by the name of Josephus, a Jewish historian, he pinned that down. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out that while Felix is a governor, you'll find that he did not know the grace of God. You know, would to God that all of our leaders in the country, the mayor, the governor, and the sheriff's department, law enforcement, from the White House to our house to the outhouse and your house, wouldn't it be nice if they just had a fear of God and they knew the Lord? In this Bible lesson, you're going to find out that Felix the governor was one that somehow or another did not know about the grace of God. Fact is, the Apostle Paul, you remember he brought havoc against the church, and back over there in the, where was it, in the book of Acts, in about chapter number 9, whatever, on the road to Damascus, that God finally manifested himself to him. And as a result of that, you'll find out that here's a man that came to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but he was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the church of the living God, hailing Christians and putting and testifying against them. Now he's being testified against in a false manner himself. Here's a man that got saved. Here's a man not afraid but him. I guarantee you, of whatever's going on, he's preaching the message undeterred. And let me tell you something. Here's a man by the name of Felix. He's a governor. And he wants to defer and put this conversation off till another day. That's how that it is when he'd go to getting under conviction. Paul the Apostle, buddy, would teach him and preach him and preach to that crowd about the Lord Jesus Christ, who had died, was buried, and rose again. And let me tell you, they absolutely just hated the Apostle Paul, just like they hated the Lord Jesus Christ. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at here tonight, you're going to find out is that he said, I'm going to defer this thing. I'm going to hear this another time. In other words, let's delay it. Let's put this off, and let's postpone it till a future time. I've literally had people tell me, look, I'm too busy right now to discuss any of that with you. Years ago, you know, I was knocking on the door, and a gal came. I said, yeah, how you doing? And she is an older woman, and by older, I meant older than I was then, but she probably wasn't older than I am now. But anyhow, and I said, ma'am, I just wanted to stop and ask you about going to church and invite you to come to our church and ask you, by the way, hey, if you died today, did you know you'd go to heaven? And she said, well, I'm busy cooking peas. I said, that's fine. I'm not even going to bother you. I just was wondering, if you died today, did you know you'd go to heaven? And she said, I don't want to discuss that with you right now. And I said, well, is there a more convenient time that I could come? Of course, by now she hates me, and as a result of that, I'm not liking her either. And so, be like Leroy Wright. He went to one of those soul winning meetings. Leroy Wright, he's in heaven tonight. He'd be glad to know that I told him about it. And I mean that I'm telling his story. Anyhow, Brother Leroy, he went over there and he was learning about it. Man, he said, I got so pumped up. He said, I guarantee you right now, I was all excited over that soul winning conference. When I got back home, I couldn't hardly wait, and I kept looking and I kept watching. Son, it was still dark outside. I had my suit, my tie on. Said it got cracking daylight, and I ran out there and I said, this got to be long enough. Knocked on the door, beat on it harder. Finally, said the woman came with her rollers in her hair and sleep in her eyes and her bedclothes still on. And before I could ask her if she was going to hell, she told me to. I got to tell you, that's kindly the way that people that don't want to talk to you about the Lord or let you talk to them about the Lord. Well, in this Bible lesson that you're looking at, here's a man that decides, I'm just going to stay religious. I don't care about becoming a Christian. If I've got to be able to listen to that, no doubt it brought him under conviction. That's what Bible preaching ought to do. It ought to make us realize and recognize there's a heaven to be had, a hell to shun. There's a God in heaven that can save us. Or either you can say no to him, put it off and put it off and put it off until you pass the point of no return. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out Paul the Apostle had been arrested. And you find out all the governors and government of that day, they were against him. And as a result of that, you'll find they were against God as well, and they didn't want to hear about him. As a result, you'll find out is that Paul the Apostle, he was accused of disturbing their quietness. Look in verse number 7. But the chief captain Lysias came upon us, and with a great violence took him away out of the lands. And you know the reason why? Verse 5 said that we found this man, he's a pestilent fellow. A fellow, how'd you like to be a pest for Christ? And Paul the Apostle, this man's in a pestilence. He's trying to disturb our quietness and our living and our joy. He's got the place turned upside down, if you please, as we look into this lesson here this evening. Now, I want you to notice something, if you will. They became violent against the Apostle Paul. And with great violence over in verse number 7, they took him. Now, I want to say to you that whenever you look at the Apostle Paul, in verse number 10, after the governor beckoned unto him to speak, he answered, "For as much as I know thou hast many years to judge to this nation, I do more cheerfully answer for myself." If you're a child of God, you ought to be able to answer for yourself. You ought to be able, when somebody asks you about when you are you saved, yes or no. When did you get saved? You ought to be able to tell about that. You may not be able to know much, but I can tell you what you can know. You can know that your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. In this Bible lesson you're looking at, you're going to find out He preaches unto them and says, hey, you ought to have hope toward God. That's what they're looking at, which they themselves allow. Let me tell you, both the just, the unjust, and people that are in the world that we're living in, He said, I tell you, verse 16, I herein do exercise myself to always have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. I got to tell you, is that regardless of how long that you may live, you ought to exercise this good exercise. I don't want to offend God with any day of my life. I want to be able to exalt and magnify the name of the Lord with all my heart, my soul, and my mind. Now notice, if you will, in verse 21 of this same chapter that's here, he said, except it be for this one voice that I cry, stand among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I'm called into question with you this day. Now that's a hot topic during the days whenever we're talking about. And let me tell you right now is there were those that did not believe in the resurrection. The Sadducees didn't. And the Pharisees did. And boy, let me tell you, that religious but lost crowd, they were at odds one with another. They certainly hated the Apostle Paul. They certainly hated the Lord Jesus Christ. And they did not like this hot topic of the resurrected Christ that the Apostle Paul was preaching. Now, in the lesson you're looking at, Felix, here's a man who wants to be the governor or is the governor, and he's wanting to please the Jews instead of Jesus. I got to tell you right now, Felix knew that somehow or another that he needed to make some changes in his own life. That's how disturbed he got about him. But not today. You may be here tonight and you're thinking, you know, there's something I ought to do, something I need to do. But you've put it off so long, it's getting easier and easier to just put it off till another day, see? That's what he said that he was doing, that he deferred on that. He deferred to hear him another day. I'm going to wait till it's more convenient. I'm going to wait until I feel better about it. I got to tell you, you're not going to ever come on your time. You'll have to come on God's time when He's knocking on your heart's door. And if you don't come on His time, you're not going to get in. That's just the way that it is. When you begin to look into this Bible lesson just here, is that you'll find that there's Felix, there's his wife. They're hearing about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice, if you will, in verse number 25 that we've already read tonight, and Felix, notice that he trembled. Talk about an old boy under conviction. There he is. I remember when God brought terror to my heart and I trembled in my soul. I remember when God came knocking on my heart's door. I can remember all that business there, and whenever I opened up and invited him in to sup with me and meet with him, I want to tell you what a wonderful day that it was to be able to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. In this lesson you're looking at, you're going to find out, is that here's old Felix, here's the governor, and boy, that preaching is getting a hold of his heart. And as a result of that, that moment of conviction, you'll find Felix knew that Paul was innocent of what they were accusing him falsely of. Felix knew that Paul was an unusual man, a man of God, that is. And yet, somehow or another, while he knows that Paul the Apostle's a man telling the truth, he wants to put it off till another time in this lesson that you're looking at. And have you ever noticed this? And I don't mean this against just one or two. Have you ever noticed we live here in town? Now, I've been here, let's see here, 30 years coming up. Here in this church. I know people that I've bought tires from. I know people that I've bought various different things from. I know people that, buddy, that admire us and that talk about us. I know people that have bragged on me to my face, stabbed me behind my back. But I've had some of them that were God-cussing heathens that I guarantee were just appreciative. I remember one fellow said, "Hey, can you come around here? I want somebody to meet you and introduce me to one of the hunting buddies." Now, I want to tell you right now is that I've never been able to get one of them to come to church. And you've not either. Anytime one did show up, they're so under conviction is that they just want to run, hide, crawl underneath. Whenever we dismissed, we had to go look under the pews to make sure one of them wasn't hiding under there. That's kind of where Felix was. Paul the Apostle was preaching about the death, the burial, the resurrected Christ. And as a result, it got a hold of their hearts. I want to say to you that as we begin to look into this lesson, is that you'll find out is that he said, "I'm going to put this off and I'm going to hear you at a more convenient time." As we get ready to close here, I want to say to you that, if you will, that Paul the Apostle is in that area and around there for a while. In verse 27, after 2 years, somebody's going to come in by the name of Festus. Porcius Festus came, and he's going to take the place of Felix. Far as we know, Felix, who was going to hear him another convenient day, never heard it again. Never heard it again. Here's what old Felix did whenever he left. Well, he left it in the hands, you know, of Festus. That sounds like a character on Gunsmoke, don't it? And Festus, finally, whenever he got to talking to Paul about the same subject, he said, "You know what, Paul? Much learning's made you mad." You read the next chapter about it. And he said, "Oh, no, most noble Festus, I'm not mad. I guarantee you right now is that whoever takes the place of the governor, if he ain't no more saved than this governor," I'm talking about Felix, "he's going to respond the same way as they've all responded." Now, I want to say to you is that what say you tonight? When Jesus came knocking on your heart's door, can you remember the time you by faith opened up, received him into your heart and into your soul? Or did you let the devil maybe tell you, "Well, I mean, that's all right to do that, but there's no hurry in it. There's no hurry in it." The cemetery is full of people that thought tomorrow they were going to plan something else. I got to tell you, we better not be boasting ourselves about tomorrow. We know not what a day may bring forth. You just never know. I never know exactly. Here of late, my word, I'm telling you right now, every time the phone rings, the text message dings, or this or that, I hope it's good news. Yes, see, my word, I'm telling you the truth. But let me say to you that, if you will, isn't it amazing how pleasantries can become disastrous in just a moment? Isn't that something? I want to say to you that I'm glad to know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. I'm glad I didn't wait for another time. I'm glad when God came knocking, by faith I was able to open my heart to him and trust him as my Lord and my Savior. You remember that old boy that was over there, and he said, "I've got much goods laid up for many years." And he said, "What I need is a bigger barn." And he said, "I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to build some bigger barns and this and that. I'm going to store up all my goods that I've gotten together. I'm going to say to my soul, eat, drink, be merry. Thou hast much goods laid up for many years." You remember what God said to him? "Thy fool, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be that thou hast provided?" See, in that we're looking at right there. I know, there's not a one of us in this building here tonight that if we could get in Elon Musk's will, I'd hate to have to run with him. You know, that's kind of an odd sock, isn't it? It makes you wonder kind of how much, in fact, it's probably me that's the nut, but I mean, it just kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah. I want to say to you, make no mistake about it, I've got something that Elon Musk does not have. Amen. And all the billions of dollars that he's ever gotten together or shall get together is not going to mean one thing to him one of these days when it comes time to leave this world. I wonder tonight, isn't it good to be saved? and to realize and know that, hey, I'm enjoying the Lord now. I'm heaven bound now. I'm as good as there right now. So are you if you know Him in the free pardon of sin. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank You for loving us even while we were unlovable. I want to thank You, Lord. I can remember very well when You came knocking on my heart's door, showing me myself like You saw me. Lord, grant me repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus. I want to say thank You in Jesus' name and for His sake.